This is the RightsCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute, and always streaming at rightscast.net. We talk a fair amount about community here on the RightsCast Network because fostering a sense of community among our listeners is one of our guiding principles. But of course, it's important we cultivate community or find a community of support for ourselves out in the real world too. And one of the real life writing communities I'm proud to be a part of is that which is created by the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute. And in this episode, we'll celebrate that community. The University of Wisconsin Writers Institute, yes, but by extension, writing communities everywhere as well. Hey there. I'm author, writing coach, and RightsCast Network founder, R.R. Campbell, and welcome to episode 75 of your listener-supported R.R. Campbell RightsCast here on the RightsCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute. This episode's guest is Laurie Scheer, conference director for the Institute, which The Writer magazine has regularly praised, including by naming it the best conference for writers in the state of Wisconsin. Beyond her role as conference director, Laurie has been an instructor at numerous universities across the U.S., including Northwestern, UCLA, American University, and Yale. She's the author of a book about working in Hollywood entitled Creative Careers in Hollywood, and her DVD, How to Pitch and Sell Your Screenplay, has been a perennial favorite at screenwriting events. Her current interest is in exploring ways to preserve good storytelling within the 21st century marketplace and sharing her new book, The Writer's Advantage, a toolkit for mastering your genre, with writers in person, online, and worldwide. Longtime RightsCast Network listeners know Laurie has been a mainstay on this podcast every year at about this time, and I'm happy to welcome her back again now. Stay tuned after our conversation for updates on what you can expect next from the RightsCast Network, and thanks, as always, for listening. Thank you so much, Laurie Scheer, for joining me again for episode 75 of the R.R. Campbell RightsCast here on the RightsCast Network.
Thank you, Ryan. It's great to be here.
Yeah, you are a veteran now, as you reminded me just before we got started here with episodes, 33 and number 52 in the past. So this is our third straight year of covering the Institute, and we have a lot to cover.
Yes, it's wonderful. Thank you. You've done a lot to keep our writing community together, not only at the Writers Institute itself, but certainly beyond throughout the year. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. We will have plenty of voicemails coming forward here from people who called in for this episode that will share similar sentiments about the community that you have fostered through the Institute. But before we get, of course, to what it is the community has to say about what a great event this is, why don't we start with the basics, the who, what, when, where, how, why, what is it that people need to know at the broadest level about the Writers Institute?
Okay, it's 31st annual, so 31 years, and it's happening this year, March 26th through the 29th, a little bit earlier this year. It's usually in April, but it just worked that way this year, so that's fine. The conference takes place over 4 days, starting Thursday at noon and goes till Sunday at noon, with lots of stuff in between, over 50 sessions and panels, lots of opportunities, mixers, and live lit event, and we're going to have a podcast that's part of the event, and certainly your presence and this podcast will be part of the event. And so we offer craft, lots of sessions about craft, fiction, nonfiction, lots of sessions about marketing, and lots of sessions about publishing. In addition, agents, pitching to agents, and also there will be publishing companies there that one could also talk with to see if they wanted to do self-publishing or what we call author publishing now. So it's a well-rounded event, 4 days. I don't know anyone that's ever been bored during 4 days.
Right, there's a lot to do.
There's a lot to do. There's some people that are overwhelmed in a good way. And we have lots of opportunities for people to take a break and spend some time, just a little downtime processing things or talking with other writers. But it's certainly a lot of information in those 4 days. So that's the nutshell of what we have.
And this is obviously, as the name implies, something that is for writers, but why don't we spend a moment talking about the kinds of writers that are in attendance? You mentioned the kind of workshops there are, but is this something that's for writers who have been at it for a few years, or is this also available to people who are just getting their feet wet? What do we tend to see?
Yeah, both. In fact, I just got an email from someone that said, you know, I don't have a master's degree or a PhD. Could I still attend the conference? Which, of course, you don't even have to have a BA. It's for people that are emerging, aspiring, and established writers, we like to say. So folks that are just thinking about writing and have some ideas and want to kind of figure out maybe they want to do this. Others that maybe have published one or two books or have had articles published or in literary magazines and such or online. And then certainly those that are into their third or fourth book. Everybody's welcome. We even welcome people that enjoy reading and are not even interested in publishing or writing. They just want to meet our speakers or work with writers and such. So everyone is invited, and there are the basic sessions all the way up to the master classes. So there's something for everyone, and we can certainly help everyone through the questions of, would that session be for a beginner? Would that session be for master class, meaning somebody who has already published a few times, that kind of thing. So there's something for everyone, all types of writers. All genres are invited. We have mostly fiction, nonfiction, short stories. We do have short fiction, obviously. We do have some poetry, but those are the main, and that includes all the breakdowns, memoir and paranormal romance and sci-fi and all the other genres within the umbrella of fiction and nonfiction.
And I'll provide this as an example of the kind of person who might decide to go to the Institute, because as of the day we are having this call, my wife and I are actually preparing to go to Arizona for a week to get away from the cold here in Wisconsin. But we had someone come over who was going to cat sit for us. And as we were showing her around where to find all the utensils for, you know, cat food, things like that, she happened to notice that on my wall I had something that looked kind of writerly. And so, of course, we strike up a conversation about writing, and it turns out she is an aspiring novelist herself, but she has never known where to go or to whom she can turn, and she's new to the area and is just looking for resources. She's looking for a place to go that she can get answers to the questions that she has. And serendipitously enough, we were having this conversation today, and I was able to give her a business card and encourage her to check out the Institute. So if you are someone who has only just done a little writing and you do a side job of cat sitting, the Institute could also be for you.
Great. That's great. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you'll find many other writers who are just like you, or that particular person. And actually every level, that's the thing that happens at the conference, is in between the sessions and certainly at the lunches and the other mixer kind of networking events. You know, sit down next to someone there as maybe timid or not sure what's going to happen as you are. And that's sometimes one of the best things that can happen at a conference, is striking up a conversation and you find out, oh, that person's just like me. They thought the same thing. And you know, it's just a nice camaraderie and a nice gathering networking thing that happens. And sometimes people meet for future writing partners also. I mean, it can go the gamut of just someone meeting someone that weekend, or it can become part of a writing group that lasts for years. So it's a place to meet. It's a place to be. If you don't attend, you're missing out on those types of opportunities.
That is true. And if you can't make it to the Writers Institute, You can look for a conference maybe in your area. I know we have listeners from around the world, but we do have writers from around the world who will come to this institute. So whether you can make the trip to Madison, Wisconsin or not, there's surely some kind of community near you that you can reach out to. And that is, of course, very important. But we've mentioned now, or I just mentioned now, this does, of course, take place in Madison, Wisconsin. But maybe you can let us know, Lori, where specifically in Madison will we be having the event this year?
Yeah, the location is the Madison Concourse Hotel, which is 1 Dayton Street, but actually it's just a block off the Capitol downtown. A wonderful, established, amazing hotel that just provides all the wonderful space for us. It really makes the second floor of the hotel. It just during that weekend, we take it over and it becomes the place where we just hang out and meet and learn and grow and all of those things. Writer Magazine last year named us the best writing conference in Wisconsin. I think it's the best in the Midwest, but I'm a little partial to that. but yeah, it's the Madison Concourse Hotel, and there are discounts available for folks to stay in the rooms. It really works out great to stay there because then you don't have to run around. You can just go up to your room and take a break and come back down. If you're from out of town, there are other locations in downtown Madison too. But all that's available. So that's where it takes place.
All right. So we have covered the who comes. We've covered what this is, when it is, where it is. Let's get in now to what I think is going to be a really fun part of this conversation, because Lori, as you know, I have created this opportunity now for people to call in to these shows. They can call us at 608-284-8342. And so, of course, I issued a call for calls to the Wisconsin writing community and beyond, where people could call in and share their favorite thing about the Institute or a question they might have for you. And we ended up with quite a few voicemails, actually, which is a testament, I think, to how engaged this community really is. So we'll start right away, actually, with a voicemail here from Lori Buchanan. Lori, I will play the voicemail for you, and then we can get a reaction and a brief chat about it once it is done. So here is Lori's voicemail.
Hi, this is Lori Buchanan, and I'm calling in to share one of my favorite memories of the Writers Institute. The very first time I attended the Writers Institute was, I think, in about 2010. This was back when the conference was held at the Pyle Center, and many of the attendees stayed at the Lowell Center, which you may know was originally built as a girls' dorm. Well, that very first event for me was memorable because I spent the entirety of the conference in Laurel York's workshops. I didn't intend it to be that way. Laurel York is the author of Take Your Characters to Dinner, and not only were her topics informative, but the way she presented her material, her delivery style, was captivating. So I stayed for workshop after workshop after workshop, and I'm pretty sure she thought I was stalking her. And then at the 2018 Writers Institute, I had the honor of sharing a table with Laurel at the book sale and signing event, where she was signing her latest book, Beyond the First Draft, and I was signing my first book, Note to Self. So that's a pretty terrific memory for me. I'm excited to present 3 workshops at the 2020 conference. It'll be my 4th or 5th time as a presenter. Every time I'm invited, I feel honored because the Writers Institute is the premier writers conference in the United States. I look forward to seeing you in March. Bye-bye.
All right, so there we have a really nice voicemail from Lori Buchanan. And what really stands out to me in that, Lori Shear, is that we have this comment on the longevity of the conference. People are always coming back, and this really neat story about how she went to all these sessions that were being done by Laurel York. And then wouldn't you know it, years later, she's sitting next to Laurel selling books together. So I thought that was a really neat call from Lori there.
Yeah, she's, well, we love her. And we've seen her, myself and Christine DeSmet in our writing department. We have seen her from not writing anything. She's certainly an accomplished professional, in other fields, but as far as writing, and she presented actually 2 books now that are self-help related, and her third book, a novel. So she went from writing nonfiction, which is primarily her background, and then has now written a novel, which I think is pretty phenomenal. It's not easy to do. So this year she's doing How to Be an Authorpreneur, the business side of writing, and she's also doing hybrid publishing. So it would be a great session for anyone that's not sure if you want to go the traditional way or the indie way of publishing. She's done both. And she knows all about it and can give you the ins and outs of that. And then she's also doing Shepherding to Success, Why Critiquing is Necessary. She feels that the critiques and the work and the mentoring that she has done with us, Christine DeSmet, and through our Pathway to Publication program, has really, really helped in her final product being the best that it can be. So it's great to hear her say that. I'm honored that she called in. So
thank
great.
You again. Thank you again to Lori Buchanan for calling in at 608-284-8342. And I'll also say for listeners, you got a little more there about Lori Buchanan. If you want to learn more about her and you either can or can't make it to the Institute, I have good news. Lori Buchanan joins me for an episode of the R.R. Campbell Rightscast that will debut in early March. And that is all about the business of being an author. So more to look forward to from Lori there. But aside from Lori, we did have another caller here. This is Scott. Scott has a voicemail that I will go ahead and play for us now, and then we will get another reaction.
Hey, Ryan and Lori, this is Scott May. You know, I come to the Writers Institute last year. It was my first year. I didn't know anybody there. I had never actually talked to another writer in Wisconsin. And I got the memory I just want to share is, you know, going down to the lounge in at the hotel and just meeting so many cool people and having people just come up and talk to me. And for the first time feeling like you're a part of a community, because so many times, you know, when you're writing, you're isolated and you're just doing it yourself. And so feeling like there are other people in your own state or in the Midwest or even from far away, but have traveled to come to this thing and they know what you go through and they know what you do every day and they know the craft and the struggle of the whole thing was just incredibly beneficial for me. It made me feel like, you know, I wasn't just doing it alone in my office. There was a whole community that I was actually connected to.
All right, so we have a really great call from Scott there emphasizing community, and not just community, but the fact that it is an approachable community, and mentioning that lounge specifically, which is down on the first floor of the Concourse Hotel. And I know that's a popular place to find writers hanging out in between sessions. I'm sure you've spotted many folks bellied up to the bar there, Lori.
Yes. It's a love fest. It's just a whole wonderful place of community. I love that he said that. Thank you to Scott. That's really good to hear. First year, wasn't sure. And what he said is, you know, he didn't never talk to anybody else before. And, you know, you can come away from this weekend with an entire list of contact numbers of other folks that are writing in the same manner that you are. And we try to make it, we don't try, we do it. We make it so that everybody knows that they are welcome. And we embrace everybody because it doesn't matter where you're at. What matters is that you're actually writing and you're part of this community just like everybody else. So it's good to hear that. And I that's the one thing I wanted to do is I didn't want to build a conference that was only for a certain type of writer or only for a certain level. There are many conferences like that. I'm not saying they're bad. I didn't want that for my community. I want everybody welcomed. So that's great to hear from Scott.
And another coincidence with Scott here, actually, is that Scott and I did meet last year at the Institute. He and I got dinner down at the lounge. It was one of those conversations in the hall that leads to a, are you hungry? I am hungry. Let's go have something to eat. Let's have something to drink. And then wouldn't you know it, we're having this conversation today. But yesterday, I'm downtown. I haven't seen Scott since the Institute last year. But I'm downtown and I'm picking up my wife from work. And who happens to walk by but Scott? So, Scott, I'm sorry I didn't say hello when I saw you from the car. But parking patrol was nearby and I just wanted to get my wife in the car and scoot along before I got a ticket. So, Scott, I'm saying hello now and I will say hello again at the Institute, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's great. I also want to mention, you know, we have special drinks that are always designed for the conference. In fact, I just came from a meeting where we were putting that together. Laura Call, who is our program assistant, who is a master at this, she puts together the mixing and the names, things like Fatal Flaw, names of certain aspects of writing. And as a result, the drinks are really fun and creative, and not all of them are alcoholic. So they're for everyone.
There it is. Again, catering to this idea that there is something for everyone. And another part of the everyone that we have in our community is author Julie Holmes, who also called in at 608-284-8342. And this is what Julie had to say.
This is Julie Holmes, and I'm replying for your wonderful special guest, Lori Scheer. I just want to thank Lori for all of the hard work she does to pull off the whole Writers Institute. I've been going since 2013 off and on, and I won't be there this year. Sorry, Lori. But I just want to say, for a writers' conference in the Midwest, which means I don't have to fly to a coast, which is where all the other conferences are. I can drive there. Sure, I'm from Minnesota, but it's a six-hour drive to Madison along the river. But it's worth it for the conference. Lori has everything from stuff to help beginning writers to workshops for advanced writers. The staff is fabulous. Her assistants are incredible. And I hope that Lori lets everybody take some time off after the writers' conference because, wow. Quick story that I remember from one of my first years at the Writers Institute. At the closing speech that Lori gives at every year, she, surprisingly to me, mentioned my blog, Facets of a Muse. And I was shocked, surprised, and amazed that someone of her caliber, who runs this big Writers Institute every year, picked my blog out of so many to refer to. And I feel honored that she thinks that highly of me and my muse.
So another great voicemail there from Julie, who, as she said, has been coming to the conference for quite a few years. She won't be able to join us this year, unfortunately, but I'm glad she mentioned this idea of travel, right? Because there are so many really big conferences that are on the coasts, but here in the Midwest, we have this fantastic resource that is available to people who are writers of any background, right? And of course, then, a good thank you to you, Lori, and to your staff as well, because this institute doesn't just grow out of the ground. It's not one of those flowers that we can rely on every year. A lot of hard work goes into cultivating it. So a big thank you to that, to you as part of that message.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. And thanks to Julie. I do remember that when I mentioned Facets of a Muse, that's her blog. And I'm not kidding. I've been reading it like religiously since she started. It is such a fascinating blog because she refers to her muse, who is this very interesting gentleman. And I won't say much more because it's inspirational. It's entertaining. It's real. She really talks about the struggles of writer's block and those kinds of things. And in fact, we found that since then, and she was one of the first with the writing blogs, this year especially, I'm going to be focusing on the blogs from our writing community. There are at least a dozen right now that come to mind of individuals that I have worked with who have started amazing blogs with terrific information, certainly about writing, but also about the specific subject matter that they are writing about. So we're gonna celebrate those this year at this year's conference.
And we of course very much should. It's wonderful when we can see people out there sharing their thoughts, whether it's on the craft of writing or their relationship to their writing or just writing in general, and it can create, again, its extensions of this community kind of fueling itself time and time again. This episode of the R.R. Campbell WritesCast is brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing, who is also a sponsor of the Writers Institute this year, who is also a sponsor of the WritesCast Network. Yes, we have a nice circle of friendship here. But hey, Dandelion Web Marketing is who we need to talk about right now, because if you are attending the Writers Institute in Madison, Wisconsin, you will have the opportunity to set up one-to-one consultations with Dandelion Web Marketing's owner, Celeste Anton. You can bring your questions about getting your platform started or what you should be doing with your author website, and Celeste will get you pointed in the right direction. Dandelion Web Marketing, they help writers and authors thrive online, whether you're in our local Wisconsin community or not, so you can visit dandelionwebmarketing.com/writers to browse services that are specifically designed to help writers everywhere with their platform. That's dandelionwebmarketing.com/writers. We have another voicemail here from Amber Boudreau. What is it that Amber had to say? Well, let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Amber Boudreau calling from Madison, Wisconsin, with a comment for Lori Shear. I just wanted to let Lori know that I've been a longtime attendee of the Writers Institute in Madison, Wisconsin, and have enjoyed all the times that I've attended, and I'm looking forward to attending my 8th conference this coming up this year. And I was wondering what's Lori's favorite part of the conference? I certainly always feel rejuvenated and super excited to get back to writing after the conference is over. I'm just wondering what part of the conference does Lori look forward to? Thank you very much.
All right, so there it is, Lori. We have a question for you. What is it that you enjoy most about the Writers Institute?
My initial reaction was, when it ends on Sunday. No, just because it's just after the, I would say by Saturday at about 3 or 4 o'clock, my energy is very, very low at that point. But that's not what she asked. She asked, what was my favorite part? I think the favorite parts are the beginning of each day when I give a sort of a summary of what's going to happen, a welcoming and a summary of what's going to happen that day, reminding everybody that there's the success panel or there's the book signing or whatever else is happening. I just like that because it begins each day with, okay, we're here. Hope everything's going well. Here's some good stuff for you, and then move forward. So I think the early morning welcomes are my favorites.
I really like those as well for the reasons that you have mentioned, of course. But on top of that, personally, because I am a morning person, and I also enjoy coffee and pastries, and there are coffee and pastries every morning when you show up. So I appreciate that as well.
Yeah, there are. We just ordered them for you. So.
All right, that's good. I'm sure you had me in mind every time you sat down to pick out those pastries. I eat more of them than I should.
Absolutely, and writers need coffee. We know this. We cannot have a function that does not have coffee and tea. Writers, it's just they got to have that, you know, that cup in their hand while they're writing or thinking or whatever. So we got it.
It'll be there waiting for you in the morning and throughout the day when you attend the Writers Institute. And we have another caller here at 608-284-8342, and that is coming from Rex Owens.
Hello, my name is Rex Owens, and I'm calling to share a memory of the Writers Institute from my past. I recall the very first year, that there were agents that came. And let me tell you, that first year we had agents all the way from New York City to L.A. It was very, very exciting. But in those days, we had no idea how to make a pitch. In those days, there were no classes on how to make a pitch. There were no practice sessions on how to make a pitch. You simply went in. You had 10 minutes to see an agent, and you poured your heart out in those 10 minutes. Well, I made a pitch that day, and I was thrilled because an agent from New York, from a very large firm, asked to see 30 pages of my work. And, of course, the word went around the conference, and it was amazing. At the close of the conference, they actually announced those of us who had agents ask for their work, And my name was mentioned, and the entire group gave us a big round of applause. And that also happened to be Marshall Cook's last year. And so he gave away some memorabilia as little prizes to those of us that got a pitch. And that those were quite exciting times. But I must tell you, like 6 months later, I received a one-line email from that agent, and she said, "I can't make money on this," period. That was my first experience of rejection of from a pitch session. And I'd like to point out that I will be presenting on Thursday, the 26th of March, at the Writers Institute at 2:30 with my session on Cinematic Writing, Improve Your Book. Thank you very much.
All right. So thank you to Rex for that call. He, of course, mentions that he will be among the presenters at this year's Institute with that session on cinematic writing, improving your book. But what I really like about this was this great story he has about the first time that there were agents at the Institute. And of course, there are agents at the Institute again this year. And I'm sure many folks who are tuning in want to know more about that, Lori. So if you have any reaction to Rex's story here, or if you'd like to share more about the kinds of agents that are attending and how people can pitch them, that would be fantastic.
Great. Yeah. And Rex is definitely a friend of the conference. He's been there quite a lot of times, which is great. And he's also doing the Right Here, Right Now sessions. These are 30-minute sessions with most of our speakers, in which you can spend 30 minutes and talk to them about anything. The first page of your book, maybe a query letter, a question about selling YA books, whatever it is. So he's also doing that along with some of our other speakers. But to turn to the agents, we have 8 agents this year, and all of them, except for 2, are from New York, which is the literary capital. I would say Joelle Del Borgio, who is a publishing maven, and who has found numerous clients and books at our conference. I know she's been here twice, maybe more than that, over the 30 years. She loves us. And she finds great product here. So take a look at Joelle. And also, she's going to be presenting the client-agent relationship on Thursday evening, talking about what happens, what that's like, and hopefully taking a little bit of the mystery out of that communication and what happens between the time that you pitch her, she accepts it, and then what happens after that. Lisa Abelera, Jennifer Grimaldi, Jennifer Untner, and Eric Myers, all amazing agents in their own right. Mostly everyone this year is taking both fiction and nonfiction. Their information, their wish lists are on the website, and certainly anyone can contact me and I'll tell you more about those agents. And Cynthia Zygmunt, she's also local in the Madison area. So again, she's taking both fiction and nonfiction pitches. And then we have something new this year, Eric Hain and Laura Zatz, who are agents with Headwater Literary. And they are going to be present doing something a little bit different. They're going to be having Q&A roundtables where they'll talk about publishing in general, trends, what's happening. It's not a pitch session. We found that a lot of people are very frightened to pitch, and understandably, it's not easy. And so this is going to be a comfortable, safe space where you do have interaction with these agents, and you can just ask generally about any kind of questions you might have. I think it's going to be something to offer people. Maybe they're not even ready to pitch, but they want to know a little bit more about how agents work and what they do for you and what you do for them as the author. So they're doing roundtables. They're not taking specific pitches like the other 6. So it's a little bit different. And they are also going to have their podcast at the conference on Friday evening, asking writers to submit their query letters and their first pages and giving feedback on those materials.
Well, that's very cool. I'm glad that worked out. I know you and I were talking about that, I think, at the end of 2019, about how Laura and Eric, who of course have the Print Run podcast, they had tweeted a couple of times about how they were looking to do an event at a conference. So I'm really glad to know that they are going to be doing that as part of the event, because that's a really fantastic podcast. Or if you want to learn more about another project that Laura is part of, you can listen actually to episode 36 of the R.R. Campbell Writes Cast, when I interviewed Laura Zatz about Wise Inc. Creative Publishing, which is a publishing option that is out there for authors who are looking to pursue some other routes to publication. So a lot to cover there, but that's great stuff. We'll have a lot of opportunities to engage with agents at this year's Institute. And we, of course, have another voicemail here from an Institute mainstay, an Institute institution, as it were, and that is, of course, Kristen Oakley. So Kristen had this to say when she called in by voicemail.
Hey, Ryan, it's Kristen Oakley from Madison, Wisconsin. I am calling in to leave a voicemail about the Writers Institute for Lori Shear's upcoming interview. So I wanted to let you know how I felt about the Institute and why I keep going every year and what I look forward to with it. First of all, I just want to say it is hands down my favorite weekend of the year, with probably the exception of this year, because my daughter is getting married in August, so that probably the better weekend. Joyous weekend, but the Institute is a close second, honestly. I'm not exaggerating. It's a wonderful time to reunite with other writers from all over the country and sometimes all over the world. It's a great writerly family reunion for me every year. The one person, I've met many, many people over the years through the Institute, other writers, keynote speakers like Dan Blank, and all kinds of people. They're probably the most influential for my particular career was Kristen Mitchell at Little Creek Press. She became my publisher and published my first two books. And I met her at the Institute. She was on a panel discussion of small presses. And so that was really formidable for my career. The other thing that I really like to say, I mean, I enjoy everything about the whole weekend, but the thing that I enjoy the most is about 5-6 years ago, Lori Shear entrusted me with the practice pitches, helping people, writers, with their pitches before they go in to see agents. And I was nervous at first, but I really took to it, and I enjoyed it. And I find it is a good teamwork with the writer that comes in. We have 15 minutes to polish their pitch and give them some, you know, good feedback on what they're doing before they go in to see the agents. And it works out pretty well. And then oftentimes, more often than not, they will see me in the hall after they pitch to agents, and they'll tell me that the agent has asked for a few pages or some chapters, even a full manuscript, and it's just wonderful to hear. And then, of course, we have to celebrate. So good time at all. I mean, there's nothing more I can really say.
All right. Kristen says there's nothing more she can say, and she gave us a lot to work with there. I think one thing that's going to be of big interest to listeners, though, is this idea of the practice pitch, because we've talked already about how there are opportunities to pitch to agents. You've said that that can be daunting, and I can second that even if you are someone who has published books out there, it remains a very daunting experience. So, Lori, what is it about these practice pitches? Can you tell us a little bit more about those opportunities?
Yeah, they're throughout the day on Thursday and Friday. I'm sorry, Friday and Saturday throughout the day. And as Kristen mentioned, who, by the way, is just, she's everyone loves her. We love her. It's a mutual admiration society. She is so good and takes time with you as the writer who's maybe not sure how to best present your idea, your book, and she'll really take that time and break it down. And by the end of that 15 minutes, you walk out with a really good log line, a really good pitch, And so these happen, as I said, throughout the day on Friday and Saturday. Along with Christian, we have Sue Roop, who is known for writing memoir, and Mare Swallow, who is also a nonfiction, well, actually she's both, writer, and Jeff Kurz. Jeff Kurz is a master at pitching and actually presents on Thursday his pitch clinic. And that really is the place to go to begin to understand what happens in these pitches, why it happens, what that agent might be looking for. He is often gone to the effort of calling and contacting our agents ahead of time. I know he did this last year, and then brought to that session on Thursday maybe some specifics about what an agent is looking for, even beyond what we list on the website under the wish list. So the practice pitches, I found, were something that have been extremely popular. They sell out because people get feedback on how to present their idea. So it helps, even if you're not pitching, it helps.
It helps just to contextualize your story. You can start getting a feel for what's going to be maybe important to highlight when it comes time to, even if you're going to self-publish, maybe that'll help you with the marketing stage of things. It never hurts to have this idea in your head of what that book would look like when you're trying to make a pitch or make a sale, in the case of getting readers' eyeballs on your book in the self-publishing space. So some really great feedback there from Kristen Oakley, who also, of course, mentioned that she found her publisher at the Writers Institute. And that's actually something that Kristen and I talked about all the way back in episode 9. That was about hybrid publishing. It was one of the first run of episodes, and it remains a very popular episode to this day. So you can learn more about Kristen and her experience over there, too, because the Institute, it set her up for all that. It set her up to be a guest on the podcast, and look at that. We just one hand feeds the other, feeds the next kind of thing.
Yeah, and you said something really important there, Ryan, that some people think that you need that log line synopsis and breakdown of chapters, things like this, comparable titles, that you need it only for traditional publishing. That's not true. It's going to definitely help you to be prepared with that information if you're author publishing, self-publishing, because somewhere along the line, you do have to present that log line to communicate what you're writing about and the genre that you're writing in. So thanks for mentioning that. It's both having the materials, the selling materials, ready. It's really important. And we have lots of sessions that provide that, not only for traditional, but for self-publishing also.
And any listeners who are hearing that and kind of want to know more about that framework, about the importance of looking at the submissions process and how it relates to marketing, as it turns out, here we are again. We have another episode that is all about that here on the RightsCast Network. I can't think of the episode number off the top of my head, but the guest for that one is Kathy Giorgio, and the episode title is The Submissions Process as a Marketing Endeavor. So you can kind of explore this relationship in more detail over in that episode. If you're listening to this podcast, you are probably a writer. And even beyond that, you might be a writer who is attending the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute this year. I sure hope you are, because then I will have the chance to meet you there. Of course, the Writers Institute played a huge role in helping me become the writer I am today, but I want to talk to you about something else that's helped me along the way, and that is Scrivener. Scrivener is the ultimate tool in any passionate writer's toolkit, and I would know, I've been using it religiously since 2012. Scrivener takes all of your favorite writerly organization tools like binders, note cards, paper clips, all that jazz, and it's going to combine them into a single powerful platform that's been helping writers like me publish their work for years. If you're interested in checking out Scrivener, you can get started with a 30-day free trial by visiting bit.ly/writing software today. That's bit.ly/writing software. That's B as in bombastic, I as in interesting, T as in tomorrow, .ly/writing software. That's where you can get started with that 30-day free trial of Scrivener. That's how I got into the program, and as you can tell, I've been using it for almost a decade now. I really do love it. So go ahead and visit bit.ly/writing software today. We do have one more voicemail for you here, Lori. This is our last caller who called in. Actually, I believe it was just yesterday afternoon, or maybe it was this morning. The days are all kind of running together for me here. So let's go ahead and play the voicemail. We will let it speak for itself. This is from another Institute favorite, Greg Rentz.
Hello there, Brian. I'm leaving a question for Lori Shear in the Writers Institute. My question is actually a memory. So my fondest memory of the Writers Institute would definitely be my very first one some 9 years ago. When I entered that huge, huge room for the opening ceremonies, man, I'll tell you what, I was intimidated. It's like all these writers, and here I am, a retired firefighter. What the heck am I doing here? But as the weekend went on, and I connected with other writers and attended the talks, I started feeling more and more comfortable and a part of this just amazing, warm, welcoming community of writers of all levels. There were published authors who had written some amazing books who were willing to share their advice on what it took to become published. And with talking with them, I realized just how much work I had ahead of me, because I was kind of starting from ground zero as far as any kind of literary background. But talk about encouraging, too, because just about all of them shared the same story of starting out and feeling like they really didn't know where they were going with their writing. And the self-doubt that just comes out over and over and over again, which at that point I had a huge amount of. And so coming to that first conference really steeled me to knowing that I wanted to write a novel. I had a great story idea, but what I realized I needed was to learn the craft. And the workshops or the talks really opened my eyes on ways to pursue that and the journey I'd have to take. So that first conference really sent me on my journey from being a retired firefighter, fire captain, to a published author.
All right, so some really great stuff there from Greg, who I know will be doing a special speech, I believe, actually, to close the Institute on Sunday. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We're so proud of Greg. He is one of our writers who has taken a lot, you know, not a lot, but the sessions that he needed in addition to attending the Writers Institute and our Right by the Lake sessions. He understood. He followed the mentors as we went through the years, and now he's had a highly acclaimed debut novel, The Beneath the Flames. He's going to talk about that journey on Sunday morning, and we're just super proud of him. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Greg is just all around a stand-up guy as well, so you can't help but just feel so happy for him and his success, because you know how much hard work he put in and how much deliberate work he really put into it. Because as he says in his voicemail, he recognized the importance of listening to folks who had been there before. He recognized the importance of the craft of writing. And now that he's gone through that process himself, he is very much in the spirit of the community, turning around and finding ways to share his experience through the publishing world with the people that he knows are now in the position that he was in however many years ago when this journey started for him. And I'll make one last plug for Greg here, aside from what you've mentioned about his book. If you do want to learn more about Greg, he's also been on the podcast. Yes, that's episode 66. He talks about writing from experience, because of course, with a book like Beneath the Flames and his life now as a retired fire captain, he has a lot of experience that he is drawing from in a book like Beneath the Flames. So we're really happy for Greg and all of his success, and I'm really looking forward to running into him again at this year's Institute.
Yeah, we are too. We want to celebrate his success. He's proof. It can happen. It will happen.
It certainly can, and it certainly will. But if we're going to get there and we want to attend the Writers Institute, I do have a couple questions left for you here. Lori, how is it that people can register for the Writers Institute?
You can register by calling or going online. The phone number is 608. I should know this, right? 608-262-2451. 608-262-2451. Or just the website, which will take you through the entire registration process. It's uwwritersinstitute.wisc.edu. If you just punch in UW Writers Institute, it generally comes up, and then there's a button at the top of the website that says register information, registration information, and register now. So it's there. It's pretty easy. That has the phone number on it also.
And if you are listening to this episode on rightscast.net through the episode page, you can actually scroll to the bottom of the page and you will find a click-through logo for the Institute. So you can use that as another portal to get to the website to learn more about registering and to see the full schedule of events and the who's who and the when's when and the what's what. There's a lot to learn and a lot to see. So thank you, Lori, for joining me. Before we depart, is there any last bit of encouragement you'd like to offer listeners who, for whatever reason, still might be on the fence about attending this year?
I do want to mention, I want to welcome everyone, of course. We've mentioned that a couple times, but I want to say something that we're doing this year. Two sessions, master classes, so you can really spend time with this from experts from their fields. The first one is Where My Heart Soars and Spirit Sings. It's learning about how to write to save planet Earth. So learning how to write to influence individuals, to understand the climate situation that we have. I feel it's a very important topic, and I think our writers would love to know more about that. And in addition, we also have another masterclass that's entitled... let me get the correct title. It's not the 20th century anymore, equity and representation in our writing. And if you know anything going on about the American dirt novel currently, the scandal that's going on, this class is going to address this. The equity and representation that is sometimes not correct. Sometimes it's presenting more issues than it should. I just think both of these sessions are timely. These are contemporary topics, and I want to bring them to our writers so that they understand and are up to date regarding both of these types of topics.
Yeah, it's really nice to see that between events like that and these opportunities to sit down with folks like Laura Zatz and Eric Hain through the sessions that they're having to really get a pulse and a feel for what's important in publishing outside of things like, well, what's selling right now? Because we also need to have these really important discussions about what it means to write here in the 21st century and what it means to tell your story versus telling the story of another and what the ramifications for that can be. So that's really neat to see that we'll have opportunities for that at this year's Institute, along with all of these other really great things that you've described for us here today, Lori. So I do want to thank you again for being on the podcast. You are, of course, welcome anytime, and I look forward very much to seeing you and the rest of the community March
26th through the 29th. And remember that to everyone, Ryan is presenting, and he's also doing a number of other the Right Here Right Now sessions, right?
Aren't yes, you? I'm doing, I will yeah. have 10 sessions available for Right Here Right Now. So pick my brain and all that jazz.
Right. So, you know, You have a lot to share with our community. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your being part of our writing community and building it as it is. So to everyone, make sure you attend, even just to attend Ryan's sessions, because they're not to be missed.
Well, thank you, Lori. I appreciate you saying that. And again, I appreciate you joining me for this episode of the R.R. Campbell Rightscast here on the Rightscast Network.
Okay, thank you.
That's all for my interview of Lori Scheer, Conference Director for the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute. Thanks to Lori for joining me, and thanks to you, dear listeners, for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you could leave the Rightscast Network a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. This will help the RightsCast Network reach more writers like you, and building that sense of community, as we've clearly demonstrated, is what we, and I hope you, are all about. To those of you who have already left us a rating and review, thank you. I of course owe additional thanks to the RightsCast Network's patrons who contribute to our programming financially at patreon.com/rightscast. In exchange for their support, RightsCast Network patrons get access to some wonderful patron perks, including RightsCast swag, discounts on my editing services, and entries in monthly drawings for partial manuscript critiques from yours truly. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, you can join patrons like Laura Hazen today in supporting our programming directly at $1, $2, or $3 per episode or per month. Any level of contribution will get you access to some of those fantastic patron perks, so become a supporter today by making your pledge at patreon.com/rightscast. That's patreon.com/rightscast. Thanks again to our on-air sponsors, Dandelion Web Marketing, and, of course, the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute. To learn more about them or our other sponsors, you can visit rightscast.net/sponsors. Coming up next on the RightsCast Network is an episode of Novel Approaches. Join me and guest co-host Sarah Smith on Valentine's Day for a conversation about the ins and outs of writing romance. We had some great feedback from the online community for that episode, and I'm really looking forward to sharing it with all of you on Apple Podcasts, rightscast.net, and wherever you listen to podcasts when it's released on February 14th. Until then, you can stay in touch with the RightsCast Network by visiting rightscast.net or by saying hello on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at RightsCast, or by searching for the RightsCast Network. We're also available by email at rightscast@gmail.com, and you can now call us at area code 608-284-8342, where you can leave a voicemail with questions for future guests or other matters you'd like us to address in future programming. Again, that number is 608-284-8342. To reach me personally, you can visit rrcampbellwrites.com or get in touch with me on Twitter as @IamRRCampbell. I love hearing from listeners of all backgrounds, so please don't hesitate to reach out. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, this is R.R. Campbell signing off. Write on and write well. This is the RightsCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute, and always streaming at rightscast.net.